Now it's getting real, because tonight we will see what the committee thinks. But more importantly, what does Greg Hargrave think? Who are the top 12 teams in college football?
Well, college basketball season has started, so Greg Palm's brother Ken now has data. We've been working with data for a couple months now.
Right.
And what we saw this past week, not a lot of changes in the top 10 of Greg Palm, but a lot of changes in that lower third, and then in a bit of the undercurrent. So a lot of teams that were kind of knocking on the door that fell off. Kansas State, Iowa State, Pitt all suffered losses. Now what happens to that undercurrent? Now we're going to get some two-loss teams that are knocking on the door, namely Alabama, Ole Miss. They're playing each other this week. Ole Miss, we'll talk about them shortly. No two-loss teams have appeared in these rankings yet. So, with the losses of Texas A&M and Clemson, we've got some new friends to talk about, so let's get to those guys. Number 12 is SMU. Been wanting to rank these guys for a long time. It's why I don't like teasing who's on the outside, because it makes this revelation, this introduction to them, all more joyous. SMU's got a good resume. They got wins at Louisville, at Duke. They just demolished previously unbeaten Pitt. Their only loss of the season remains to undefeated BYU. So that's a game. If you flip, we're talking about SMU being in the top five and BYU being down in this area.
Do you foresee a BYU-SMU rematch in the Big 12 championship game?
Well, SMU is...
That'd be tough. So, no, I don't.
What is SMU?
ACC. Oh, it's not your fault. This is conference realignment.
I can never figure out where the schools are.
Of course, the team in Dallas plays in the Atlantic Coast Conference.
So bizarre.
Your fault. But, hell of a showdown if they do play again at some point, because you have Mormons and the Methodists. It's a tale as old as time.
Yeah, holy war.
Getting to me, man. SMU is in the ACC, and they're tracking to be in that conference title game as it stands right now. Number 11, Boise State. Our beautiful boy, Ashton Jeanty, an absolute treasure to watch. Highlight reel runs against heavy boxes. The guys like Michael Myers, he stands there in the backfield, just standing straight up, and strikes fear into the heart of defenses before he slices them. Boise State... a good team outside of just Jeanty. Only loss at Oregon by 3, who's the number one ranked team in the country. They led at the half of that game. And in a measure I value a lot, they gave Washington State their only loss of the season. Wazoo is practically a Mountain West team along with Boise State. They've got that kind of like Notre Dame plays the ACC kind of setup in their schedule.
Is Ashton Jeanty still in the Heisman mix?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
I
do like his awareness and ability to hit the hole in a heavy box.
Would not discount him just because he merely had 130 yards or 150 yards.
Yeah.
And to your point, Boise not a pity spot here. Someone from the group of five has to. They've earned their way in.
Number 10, Indiana. Now look, 6 through 10, the next five teams in these rankings is a tough spot. These teams are very interchangeable rankings-wise. So if you've got a beef with one being ranked higher than another, I get it. This is just how I chose to rank them. They've got Ohio State in 3 weeks in a game that can truly alter how everybody thinks about the Hoosiers, this ranking, and this season as a whole. So we'll see in a few weeks. They got Michigan coming up. Number 9, Tennessee. Home win against Kentucky. They're in the thick of the SEC race. They have Georgia in 2 weeks, so they... might control their own destiny. Now I say might because I honestly can't keep track of the schedules of all these one-loss conference SEC teams and divisionless football. I don't know who's got who left, who has a tiebreaker. Tennessee, if they win out, they will be in good shape, but I don't know what that means exactly for Atlanta. To the middle third, number 8 is Notre Dame off a bye week sitting at 7-1. They got Florida State in primetime on NBC this week. Wins at Texas A&M. Navy was a big win on a neutral field just in terms of margin of victory.
Sure.
The NIU loss will continue to weigh them down. That's why they're still sitting here at number 8. Number 7, Penn State. So this is where I've got the Nittany Lions. Look, another big game loss. James Franklin, top 5, et cetera, et cetera. Why does their fall stop here? Only loss is to a team whose only loss is to the undefeated number 1 team. I do think Penn State has a better loss than Notre Dame, Tennessee, and comparing them to Indiana. Let's see Indiana play Ohio State before I declare them necessarily better than Penn State.
Yeah,
we'll find that in a few weeks. Number six, we've got Texas sitting at 7-1. They're also off a bye week. And I feel like, did we forget about Texas here? They lost to Georgia in that big-time showdown. They had an SEC network game at Vandy, did win by 3 points, and then they had a bye week. And I feel like we all kind of forgot about Texas.
Yeah, they kind of faded away for a little bit out of our consciousness.
Still hanging around with that only loss of the season, and I do feel that their only loss is better than Penn State's only loss. Hint, hint, for the top. Number five, got two undefeated teams to divvy up and figure out where they rank here. I'm going to go number five, Miami. They still stay behind BYU. Every team I watch the Hurricanes, and I think, aha, now they've got them. This is where they get their loss. Well, Cam Ward has three touchdowns later. They have another two touchdowns runs later, and they run away from Duke by three touchdowns. At Georgia Tech this week, one of the coolest underrated venues in college football, this teeny tiny stadium tucked away in Midtown Atlanta, stands right on top of the field, the varsity's across the street. Miami's got the Yellow Jackets coming up on the road. Number four, BYU. Moving up a spot with Penn State knocking down. Two best resume wins are K-State and at the aforementioned SMU. SMU's win over Pitt and their top 12 ranking is bolstering BYU's resume. The biggest difference between them and Miami right now. Number three is Ohio State. We talked about the win they had at Penn State. Hey, look, 1 point, 1 second. One, whatever unit of measurement you want to use away from being undefeated and atop of these rankings. Georgia and Ohio State, they've got the same kind of relationship in the standings that Texas and Penn State have. Hey, whichever win or loss looks better, you're going to rank that team higher in both of those pairings.
That's consistent.
So number two is Georgia. 7-1 at Ole Miss this week in the Greg Pomp game of the week. Look, I know we don't all believe in Ole Miss. They're kind of the SEC's version of Penn State.
Mm-hmm.
But
they are.
It's a light schedule for the top 12. Ole Miss would gain a lot from a win. Georgia would lose a lot with a loss. The SEC driver's seat, they'd have two conference losses, making it really tough to get to Atlanta for an SEC championship game, which comes with it bye week in the playoffs if you win that game. Ole Miss is capable, and outside of three halves of football, Georgia does look vulnerable.
Well, think about this. Beck has thrown two or more picks in three straight games.
Yeah.
They got to go on the road this week to play Ole Miss, and that spread is inside a field goal. Tight, big game late in the season. Love it.
And staying at the number one spot in Greg Pomp, the Oregon Ducks, 9-0 after their win at Michigan. Really impressed with the speed in which they play on a play-to-play basis. Decision makings, the quick cuts, that sort of thing. Not just a run away from your team and not just a tempo team, but playing quick and decisively, play to play to play. And with Clemson's loss to Louisville, Oregon is now the only undefeated team to give two teams their only loss of the season, that being Ohio State and Boise State.
John, anything immediately jump out to you?
I'm interested in the undefeated Indiana being behind Notre Dame.
And Tennessee.
Well, I kind of understand Tennessee, but that's where I have a discrepancy. The NIL or the Northern Illinois loss to me is that's a really, really bad loss. And Indiana, while they haven't had a whole lot of teams with winning records, they did when they given the opportunities. Not their schedule's not their problem. It kind of is, but it was given to them. They blasted Nebraska. They went on the road. Now, okay, you know, Michigan State, not going to be great wins for them. Down 10, scored 47 unanswered. I would have those flipped.
They've played their Northern Illinois and beaten them.
Right. Handily. And what I would tell you about Indiana is if they had a block M, they would be in the top five. Last year, Michigan didn't play anybody to this point in the season, and they weren't hanging around at 10. They were hanging around much higher.
Yeah. So, well, I mean, I understand because of the record or because of the schedule, but I think I would have those flipped.
And that is our college football rankings.